John Kerry and John Edwards aren't the only Democrats still running for president. There's also the Reverend Al Sharpton and Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich. Kucinich was also in California this week. By any measure, he has no chance of capturing the state's vote for president, but this doesn't discourage his supporters, who are working on the campaign as if he's a front runner. Judy Campbell of member station KQED has this portrait of a long-shot campaign.
The rest of the country may have written off Dennis Kucinich, but in the San Francisco office of his campaign, you'd never know it.
And we hope you consider voting for Congressman Dennis Kucinich of Ohio.
Volunteers are working phone banks and holding rallies. They've got the kind of spirit their candidate showed when he appeared in Marin recently.
There are elections and there are elections. This election is about saving the world.
My brother said, you got to go hear him. And I said, there isn't anybody. You know, I'm just going to go and punch my hole like I do every time, but it doesn't mean anything.
Emily Vickman said she had never been involved in politics before Kucinich.
I had come in with the notion that there is no politician who is speaking my values. I heard him speak, and about halfway through, I walked out, bought a T-shirt, put it on, and said, I'm in.
Now, Vickman's the Corte Madera office manager for the campaign. Lately, she's been logging about 70 hours a week.
There isn't anybody in this campaign who isn't here with complete passion for this.
Vickman says it's Kucinich's platform of peace that grabbed her, that and his pledge to withdraw immediately from Iraq. This crowd embraces his stance on universal health care and the story of Kucinich's fight against corporate interests, memorialized into myth by folk singer Michelle Schacht.
How he saved the city of Cleveland from having their public utility taken over by a bank and a corporation. He wouldn't sell this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
At the heart of the campaign, there's an unwavering faith and optimism undeterred by the Democratic Party's mantra of electability. Kucinich himself has said spirituality is the highest form of politics, and the campaign is certainly getting its energy from something other than poll numbers.
I'm also fully familiar with the power of the collective consciousness, the power of each person in this room to affect public opinion just through your own awareness.
We stand what we described in religious tradition on the prophetic edge.
Reverend Osaji Foseku is the National Director of Community Outreach for the campaign.
So it's a tradition that says that oftentimes there are a few folks who are willing to call social democracy into question and struggle to expand their opportunity for it. And so it's to be part of that tradition. Only history and heaven will be able to tell us if we were.
Seku calls himself a prisoner of hope. That could be the theme for these campaigners, who will rarely say that Kucinich doesn't have a shot at the nomination. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in San Francisco.